Monday, November 28th, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman, making headlines. South Africa's Julius Malema, the firebrand leader of the ANC Youth League, has admitted his political career is over after his suspension from the ruling party for breaking its internal rules, the Sunday Times reported. The paper said Malema, the main force behind a push to nationalize the mines and banks in Africa's biggest economy, had admitted he was finished politically and had decided to go into cattle farming. The ANC suspended Malema for 5 years earlier this month for causing rifts in the party and undermining foreign policy by calling for the overthrow of the elected government of neighboring Botswana. International organizations appealed for calm on the eve of Democratic Republic of Congo's presidential election after a run-up that has already been tainted by deadly street clashes and delayed poll preparations. Concerns have been mounting about the Central African country's readiness for its second post-war presidential contest and what impact a troubled vote might have on efforts to stabilize the giant minerals-producing nation. The European Union and the United Nations called for a strait after at least 3 people were killed on Saturday, the last day of campaigning, and the main opposition challenger said he would hold a rally later on Sunday despite a ban on political rallies the day before the vote. Countries will make a last-ditch effort to save a dying Kyoto Protocol at global climate talks starting today aimed at cutting the greenhouse gas emissions blamed by scientists for rising sea levels, intense storms and crop failures. Kyoto, which was adopted in 1997 and entered into force in 2005, commits most developed states to binding emissions targets. The talks are the latest chance to set another round of targets before the first commitment period ends in 2012. Major parties have been at loggerheads for years, warnings of climate disaster are becoming more dire, and diplomats worry whether host South Africa is set up for the challenge of brokering the tough discussions among nearly 200 countries. Also making headlines, Gambian President Yahya Jammeh secured a new 5-year term after the Election Commission declared him the winner in a poll regional leaders said was marked by intimidation of voters and the opposition. Protesters gathered again in Cairo's Tahrir Square to try to evict the generals who replaced former President Hosni Mubarak in a trial of strength that has muddied the run-up to Egypt's first vote since a popular revolt deposed the former leader. And Morocco's Justice and Development Party claimed victory in a parliamentary election that should produce a stronger government after King Mohammed ceded some powers to prevent any spillover from Arab Spring uprisings. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.